During the 2022 federal tax return season, over $5.5 million in tax returns were sent to individuals here in America. How do you suppose folks spent their money? This is Families Matter on 107.9 FM and 1420 KJCK. I'm Deb Andrus, Family and Consumer Sciences Agent with Gary County K-State Research and Extension. While I can't tell you how people spent last year's tax return, I can share some recommendations offered by professional financial planners on how you might want to spend this year's tax return, if you have one coming your way. The most common recommendation offered by certified financial planners is to reduce your consumer debt. This includes paying off major credit cards, department store credit cards, and any outstanding bills you might have remaining on your utility bills or phone bills, for example. In a recent Federal Reserve report, the average credit card interest rate was 20.4% in the fourth quarter of 2022. The type of card and your credit score will affect the interest rate that you will pay on any balances, so some cards are above that average and some are below that average. Paying a credit card off monthly is the best practice because it saves you from being charged interest. Here's an example of what can happen if you don't pay it off regularly. Let's say you have a credit card that has a $500 balance and you only pay the minimum payment of $18 each month. It will take you 50 months to pay the credit card off, assuming you don't add any additional charges to it. Over that 50 months, or 4 years and 2 months, you will pay $235.91 in interest, resulting in a total bill of $735.91 for the purchases you made. So cut to the chase and cut your consumer debt by paying off credit cards with your tax return. You and your family will literally profit from it. This has been Families Matter on 107.9 FM and 1420 KJCK. I'm Deb Andrus, wishing you and your family the best life has to offer.